Greetings, leaders. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Leadership Is Podcast. I am your host, Jason Muhammad, founder of JM Leadership Consulting. Great leaders are defined by the quality of followers they produce, who hopefully become great leaders themselves. However, the greatest of leaders are those who understand the importance of leading themselves first. Today's guest is Stacy Ashley, who is a high-performance leadership expert, and today's topic is First Lead Yourself. Let's talk about it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. Thank you so much, Stacy, for your time and for your talent and taking the time to join us today for today's Leadership Is podcast. You know, you're calling in all the way from Australia, right?
That is absolutely right. Sydney.
Sydney, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so I look at a lot of your work and your YouTube channel and, of course, your, not Instagram, but your LinkedIn lives. So what I would like to do is just give you a brief introduction to our audience, and then we will go from there. So Stacy Ashley is a leadership and coaching expert and author. She's obsessed with possibility. Stacy helps leaders to navigate the complexities of globalization, technological advancement, social interconnectivity, massively accelerating change, and a multi-generational workforce. With over 30 years experience, Stacy has helped thousands to develop their leadership competence, confidence, and create credibility. Pardon me. The author of 2 Amazon number one best-selling books on leadership, she's been featured in the Age, Sydney Morning Herald, in the Black HRD CEO magazine, and Coaching World. She typically speaks at conferences, run workshops, consults, and coaches. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Jason.
Absolutely, absolutely. So besides the bio that we just read, just tell us a little, you know, about yourself. Like, who is Stacy Ashley?
Yeah, such a big question. I think the way that I describe myself is that, just everything that I've always done has been related to leadership. I think I led my very first team on stage at the age of about 6. And everything that I've participated in since has been about leadership, whether it's been school or sport or obviously work. And so it's just part of who I am. And I was very lucky in that I had a great mentor actually in my dad, who was really focused on, I guess, in his world, elevating the practice of leadership. And that's just really flowed on. And so my corporate career, I think, was spent primarily in telecommunications, finance, and IT. But everything I did was about leadership. It was about leading change and transformation. It was about helping others to fulfill their potential and do things they hadn't even maybe considered that they had the potential to achieve. And I see some of the people that I've worked with now who are, you know, running companies all over the world, which is amazing, you know, to have been a little part of that. And then for the last 15 years, I've been working with certainly some of Australia's most well-known brands to develop more leaders who are able to lead that really significant change and transformation effectively while also growing the leadership around them.
Wow. So every now and again, Stacy, you know, I kind of go off script with some of the things that or questions that I ask. And so something that you brought up kind of prompted me to do so at this moment, which is, how important is mentoring in, you know, to have a mentor in the leadership development, for new leaders, especially?
I think it's critical. I mean, of course, you can develop leadership without a mentor. But mentoring just adds another whole dimension of experience and wisdom and a sounding board and someone who is part of your support structure. You know, when you try things out and maybe they don't work, you've got someone to go and debrief that experience with and learn from. And so for me, there's just, you know, it's such an important thing, you know, get a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, get a mentor. And to find a mentor, I don't know if this will be your next question, but to find a mentor, it's really about someone who has sort of trodden the path before you. So they've done what you're trying to do. And so I have a great colleague, Jane Anderson, and she says, you need the right mentor for right now.
Right. Very good. Yes, ma'am. Okay, good. Good, good. So what is the definition of the leadership narrative? I've seen you, you know, kind of talking about this, but, you know, for our audience here, what is the definition or what is your definition of the leadership narrative?
I don't think I've ever been asked that before, Jason. So the leadership narrative, well, I think everyone has their own leadership narrative, but for me, it's leadership is about, I think, leaving things better than you found them. And so whether it's about self-leadership or thought leadership or program leadership or community leadership or team leadership, it's about, you know, moving things forward in a way that's beneficial for that whole community, whether it's a community of one or a community of thousands or millions. And so I think, you know, when I actually talk to a lot of the people that I work with, the senior leaders that I work with, I do talk to them about their leadership narrative. You know, what is the narrative you want about your leadership this year? So in particular, over the last year and coming into this year, you know, we've got a really different set of conditions and circumstances that we're working with as a consequence of the pandemic. And some of them are challenging and hard, and some of them are great opportunities. And so what I talk to those people about is, you know, when you kind of project yourself into the future, say 12 months, what is it you want to look back on and go, yeah, I did that as a leader. That's the legacy that I left. And so I think the leadership narrative is actually about being forward thinking. It is about, you know, having an intention about the difference that you want to make, whether it's, you know, today or whether it's this year or whether it's in your life. But it is actually about having some intention, and it is about, I think, progress in a way that you leave the world better than you found it.
Absolutely. That's a great narrative for a leader or anyone to actually have, you know, is leaving the world better than you found it, you know. You're the author of, you know, about what, four books or so?
Well, not quite. Two books and several in the making.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Yes, ma'am. And so your one of your books is it's First Lead Yourself. So what is this idea behind, you know, the book First Lead Yourself? Like what prompted you to write that book?
Look, a whole range of things. I think when I think about leadership, you know, very simply, and when I talk to people, and I say, these are the three foundation dimensions that you need to think about: yourself, your tribe, the people around you, and the third one is your world. So the kind of the ecosystem or the context in which you operate. But it's always about first lead yourself. You know, if you are not knowing leadership, being leadership, doing leadership, you know, and showing up every day as a leader, why would I choose to follow you if you're not actually doing leadership and being leadership? And so I truly believe that that comes first. And so that's what really prompted me to start thinking about the book, because I feel like there's still a huge opportunity for people who, you know, they technically have leadership roles or leadership titles, but there's a big opportunity for them to still step further into the leadership space. I feel like there are some people who maybe don't have all the skills they need yet, or perhaps haven't recognized the impact that they have in their leadership role on the people around them. And then there are others who, you know, let's be clear, they're really not showing up as a leader. And so there's work to do there. And so I wanted to give people through the book a way of first building their kind of awareness of what being a leader might be all about, and first leading yourself and the opportunity that it creates. And then secondly, to actually give them some really practical ways of developing their own leadership of self. And so that's what kind of generated the book, because I feel like we have a lot of expectation of leaders. Like, you know, we take someone perhaps early in their career, they're really good at their job, we promote them and go, ta-da, you're a leader now, but we don't necessarily support them enough.
Absolutely.
And that progresses throughout people's career. So I even talk, you know, I talk to people who, you know, may be doing an amazing job and be super high performing, and they're very senior leaders. And yet wouldn't their life be so much easier if they had some of that equipment much earlier in their career? And so they have room for, you know, developing their skill set and their capability, you know, just to make their leadership performance of self that much higher, I guess. And so, that's in a nutshell. I think that's it. I wanted to give some tools and practical ideas that people could put into practice and apply for themselves, so that they're feeling more equipped and they are actually stepping up their own leadership of self.
Way to go. Way to go. That's an excellent perspective, you know, especially in this day and time with this COVID-19 that has produced economic downturn. And of course, you know, with the loss of life, loss of property, loss of businesses. And DDI, which is Development Dimensions International, before COVID-19 took place, they did a survey of over 25,000 leaders over 2,500 organizations with 2,500, I believe it was 2,500 HR representatives. And they came up with 10 top challenges for new leaders. And the second one, 60% of the respondents said that obtaining and retaining top talent was their number two challenge, but their number one challenge was developing next generation leaders. Mm. And so I believe that what you're saying with your book, you know, really lays the base for how next generation leaders can be developed. Another thing is Gallup states that in their book, it's the manager says that 82% of the time companies fail to promote the right person into leadership positions. And then that wrong person that they promoted, it attributes to 70% of the variance of why employees even leave their jobs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, what you're saying is very, very, very important.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. And we see those patterns a lot in organizations. You know, as the saying goes, people don't leave organizations, they leave managers. But I feel like managers at all levels actually need more support and more opportunity to develop their leadership, knowing, being and doing, you know, their skill set and their capability and their awareness of leadership, so that they've got a fighting chance to actually deliver in their leadership roles, and not just an expectation without the support to actually deliver on the expectation.
Absolutely. That's why a person like yourself, who is the author and high performance leadership expert, is so needed, so important. So with that being said, why is it a responsibility for leaders to make other leaders?
Well, I think the last year has definitely taught us that we need leadership and we need more leaders. You know, everybody is crying out for more leadership. Even the most senior leaders need leadership. So I certainly don't think we're at a point where we go, well, we've got enough leaders, we don't need to make any more. and I think, but I also think leadership is a responsibility of everyone. So how I may not have a, you know, a hierarchical leadership role, but I still have to lead myself and how I show up every day. But how do I do that maybe I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen someone do that. And so I'm a big believer in, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. I think that's a Gina Davis quote, but, you know, it's pretty good common sense. People need to see what leadership looks like and how it acts and what it, you know, what it does, so that they can, so that they can know what leadership is. And so who is, should be doing leadership and acting like leaders? Well, leaders. So I think the responsibility is really clear that, you know, it is leaders who need to create more leaders. I mean, they're the most qualified, supposedly, to be able to do that. And on the flip side, I would say if it isn't a responsibility of leaders, then whose responsibility is it to make more leaders? You know, it needs to be leaders. And I think it's not only is it a responsibility, it's a primary responsibility. Like you have to give it, you know, you have to put time into it. You have to put focus into it. You have to put energy into it. It doesn't just magically happen by you, you know, somebody being, you know, circling you in your orbit. They have to, you have to be proactive about it. And I think that that's, there's, again, I think that there's a big opportunity there for us to just kind of swap around some of those priorities that leaders think they have and get more leaders out of the doing and into the creating more leaders space.
Very good. Very good. So what are your, as we think about this time that we're in, and we're thinking about, you know, all that's happening and, you know, this new year, you know, 2021, you know, what are your three keys to good leadership during emergencies?
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I did a lot of research about leadership in emergencies last year because I was delivering some programs in that space, and I really wanted to learn more about specifically leadership in emergencies, because that's not my, wasn't my core area of, you know, historical expertise. And so I really agree with the themes that I identified. So the first key, I think, is that to be a good leader during an emergency, you need to know what is important and then specifically focus only on the important. So the things that have an impact, that add value, and not get caught up in busy work or too much detail or those sorts of things. You know, you have a responsibility to make a difference and invest yourself where you're going to make the biggest difference, which is those very important things. And so that's the first thing, focus specifically only on the important. The second concept is not a surprise, it's communication. Being, you know, really visible in that communication space, creating opportunity for communication. And that does a lot of things. Not only does it keep people sort of up to date with what's happening and what's going to be happening, but it also maintains things like, you know, connection in the community of your team or your business or, you know, however extensive it is. And it also creates trust in your leadership. You know, you're visibly leading by making sure that you communicate consistently and frequently and you keep people up to date and you let them know what the expectations are and that sort of thing. And that creates a little bit of, I guess, stability and certainty in times of uncertainty and emergency and, you know, emergent situations. And that little bit of stability and certainty really helps people to be able to function and perform, which is what you need them to do as a leader. So that's the second one, communication. And then the third one, again, not a surprise, but I think it does slip down the priorities. The third one is that good leadership during emergency is about building capability.
Building capability.
Yeah. So making sure that your people are equipped to deal with the situation that we have now and into the future so that they have the confidence to participate and contribute to solving the problem, finding a way forward, making progress, you know, and getting us into the space that we want to be in the future. And so we have to continue to invest in our own capability and our people's capability so that they are equipped to deal with what's going on.
Very good, very good. So in our closing here, Stacey, thank you so much for expounding on that, you know, three keys to good leadership during an emergency, during emergencies. How can people, you know, contact you? How can people get your book? And any last question, statements, I'm sorry, that you would like to make for our audience?
Thank you. So the easiest way to find me is on LinkedIn. I'm Stacey Ashley on LinkedIn. That's and my website is stacyashley.com. In terms of getting, and I'd love to hear from people, of course, in terms of getting my book, it's on Amazon and to, you know, in whatever marketplace you happen to be. First Lead Yourself is there. Also, The New Leader is there as well. So please, you know, have a look, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the book. And then last thoughts, I think just to recognize, you know, each individual, whatever your role is, the difference that you can make, and to look at, you know, what's one thing that you could do to elevate your own leadership of self, because it'll make a remarkable difference for you and for the people around you. And you'd be surprised about the extent of the impact that you have. I mean, I've had people say to me, years later, that they've recalled a conversation or something that happened, and the difference that it made to them, and right. I think we all have that. We don't always find out about the impact that we've had, but people are watching you, they're listening to you, they're appreciating your support, all of those sorts of things. So anything that you can do to elevate your own leadership is also going to impact others. And I think that that gives you, you know, tremendous influence and impact, but also tremendous responsibility. And so I just would really encourage people to step up their own leadership of self.
Stacey Ashley, thank you so much for being our guest today and your wonderful perspective. Looking forward to talking to you many more times on this podcast. So, you know, first, lead yourself with Stacey Ashley.
Thank you. Great pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
Are you promoting the right people into leadership positions? How do you know? How do you measure the outcomes, and are they the outcomes you're looking for? Please visit www.jmleadershipdevelopment.com. Again, www.jmleadershipdevelopment.com, and request a half-hour conversation to assess if we can address your leadership development needs. Oh, and by the way, always remember that leadership is influence and service.
Thank you so much for enjoying another episode of Leadership Is Podcast. As our guest today was Stacey Ashley, who is a high performance coach and author of the book, First Lead Yourself. Today, you know, three keys that she talked about as good leaders or that displays good leadership during emergencies is, number one, know what is important and focus only on what is important. Number two, communication. And number three, building capability. Those were her three keys to good leadership. And one of the things that she talked about most of all is, you know, learn to leave the world better than you found it. I work with emerging leaders, high potential employees, and students to develop and embrace a growth mindset for leadership. If you would like for us to do a presentation, keynote your next event, or for a free half-hour consultation, please contact us at jason@jmleadershipconsult.com. Visit my website, www.jmleadershipconsulting.com, or call us at 828-333-7234, and we will respond promptly. Please subscribe to this podcast using the Anchor app or anchor.fm, or you can use Spotify and Apple Podcasts using Jason A. Muhammad. Please follow us also on our social media. Twitter is @LeadershipJM. Facebook and Instagram is JM Leadership Consulting. And always remember, leadership is influence and service.